Now, to advance in the cavalcade of arts, we're heading over to Bemidji for Bemidji First Friday activities, and Katie Carter is going to tell us what's going on. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, John. There's a lot going on in Bemidji for First Friday, as usual, and I'm just going to run through it, and Jack Shelton's waiting in the wings here, so he's got a lot of great music on deck. So we'll start with Dunn Brothers in Bemidji. They're featuring the work of Amy Bouchard. She's an artist, an illustrator, and a designer who's based in Walker. And her work kind of celebrates the flora, fauna, folk arts, and the imperfect symmetry that we find in nature. That's at Dunn Brothers. Nielsen Place is featuring work by Elaine Netland. It's called A Medley of Hues, and she was a beauty shop owner in Bagley and has been painting every chance she gets. So I'd encourage people to go check out her work at the Nielsen Place. Bemidji Library is featuring the work of Charles Alberti, and he is probing human psychology by means of brilliantly colored, quasi-surrealistic depictions of primal symbols that are done in a variety of media. That's at the library. Gallery North is featuring several artists, but two in particular tonight. Dee Dee Narum, she enjoys making mosaics, quilts, and collage work. And also they're featuring the newest member of Gallery North, Kaya Edland. She does abstract acrylic landscapes and abstract dogs and horse paintings. And she's also a paper cutter, that Polish paper cutting. I encourage anybody to go check that out. Personally, I think Polish paper cutting is one of the coolest things in the world. So that's at Gallery North. Headwaters School of Music and the Arts will be hosting their First Friday Coffee House again tonight. Dennis Montgomery is the host, and I would encourage folks to go sit in on that. I've done it a few times. I've not performed, but I've been part of it, and it's been a lot of fun. That starts, I believe, at 7 o'clock. Wild Hair Bistro is showcasing artist Laura Goliashevsky. She does oil, acrylic, and mixed media landscapes that reflect how she calls it, what and how we see things. And at the Watermark Art Center, there's a big reception tonight from 5 to 7 for their new show. And I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. I've been practicing, but I hope I don't screw it up. Gidibaja Momen. And it is in the Mykonon Gallery. There's two artists that they're featuring, Gordon Coons and Anna Johnson. And they tell Ojibwe stories through their artwork. And tomorrow, Gordon Coons is going to be leading a printmaking workshop for all ages. It's just kind of come and go when you can. He'll be there from 10 to 2:30. The workshop is free. So I encourage people to go check that out, because when are you going to get a chance to make a print with Gordon Coons at the Watermark Art Center? So 10 to 2:30 tomorrow. I also want to mention a couple things that are not in Bemidji for people to consider. Terrapin Station in Nevis is hosting some great music and art experiences on Sundays each month. And next Sunday, they'll be featuring Cora Medina and Brothers along with art. Oh, I just lost my spot. Anyway, there's art and Cora Medina next Sunday. That's in Nevis at the Terrapin Station. Check Terrapin Station out if you've never done that. And because I'm in Bemidji right now, but the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia has a really interesting show up for this month. And it is work by a guy named Craig Lund. And the show is called Conversations with My Own Critter. And it's a series of drawings that represent a field called neuroaesthetics. And his images explore the idea that differences in the right and left sides of the brain come through in images that people create, like the right and left side of a picture that you see may very well reflect what's happening on the right and left side of the artist's brain. So that's at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia. I just think it sounded pretty fascinating, so I want to let people know about it. This whole First Friday Cavalcade Arts Extravaganza is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota, and I just want to encourage you to get out and check out the art in your community and maybe buy some from some of those local artists.
There you go.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Katie.